Yeah, dude. We're back like we never fucking left.
We kind of did leave, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
we actually really left.
Yeah. We abandoned you. We left you. But it was because we needed time to heal. We needed to go. We went to couples therapy. Should we tell them what we did? We went to couples therapy. We had a really messy
divorce.
I
went to couples therapy. Jake was too busy. Jake had things to do.
I showed up, but my mind was elsewhere. I think that's what it means. I was there, but I was absent.
You said you were showing up by paying for it, but that's not what I needed you to do. I didn't need you to pay for it. I need you to be there during it.
Yeah. You're always trying to fix things with your cash and your support from afar, but I need you in the shit with me.
I need you here and now, down the well, up my ass and around the corner.
Wow.
All right.
Well, I hope you missed us.
If you're listening to this, I'll post it to the semi-defunct, dusty-ass segments RSS feed. So you could be confused and scared and wondering why it's there. That's why we're posting it there as well. But we're also putting it as a video podcast episode on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja. Did you? What are you going to use for the thumbnail art? Like, it'd be kind of cool to do like an old school, if I were you, art, right?
Like, yeah, it'll probably just be like a frame from this edited video that I put together.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, like for Apple, for like when you put it on the RSS.
Feed, oh, yeah. Like, I don't choose individual episodes. It'll just be the segments one.
Yeah, that seems like it's actually really, really easy to do.
Update that.
Cover art. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do it for one specific episode. Just like when you're uploading it to, I'm assuming you're going on to Art 19.
This is, it doesn't matter.
So
you're
when
getting
you put the
too
wave,
into the weeds.
And you should
even
put the high
an
quality
MP3.
Wave on there. I wouldn't do an MP3. You do
it's
the
too
wave.
Compressed. Yeah. Let Art 19 handle the compression.
Yeah. And then you can replace the image as long as it's 3,000 by 3,000 pixels. That should suffice for Apple's deliverables. So let's kind of try to do it right. All right. We've been gone for a long time. And I think you should upload the episode properly. Fact.
I will upload it properly.
Even thinking about how you might not upload the episode right is making me feel like you deserve a turdy.
Sorry. Even thinking about how I might not upload the episode, even though I will, is making you think that I deserve a turdy. And let me guess. You deserve the opposite of a turdy for what?
I think the quality control guy who actually gives a damn about the show gets a golden mic. I think you do get a golden mic.
Why? What is that's entirely your rationale, your mindset. I'm doing everything right. You're thinking I might make a mistake, so I get a turdy and you get a golden mic.
I want to thank everybody for this. Means a lot. I'm actually chuffed. And I'm pretty cheesed about it. And I'm humbled. I'm actually jubilant. It's pretty neat.
These are, I want to say. Yeah, we asked for questions. On the Patreon, actually. So these are patrons themselves coming to us. And these are the fans we appreciate the most because they're willing to pony up the dough to have direct access to us.
Yeah.
And that really
they're not just
means
the day
world.
Ones. They're the day 100 and ones. They're the day 1,000 and ones. They continue to have our back.
Yeah.
And that is why they get the access to ask the questions now.
For that access, Alaskan Emily writes, I live in a quadplex. That's her real, she already gave herself a fake name, I guess. Alaskan Emily. I live in a quadplex, and one of the neighbors has been absolutely stuffing the bins every single week with trash. I'm not sure who it is, but it seems to be something new that has happened. The landlord basically said they aren't going to do anything about it, and we can't get any more bins to increase capacity. I really don't want to confront my neighbors or have some kind of witch hunt about it. I'm on the verge of having a come up part over this. What should I do? Please remember to give me actual advice. Love, right. Alaskan Emily.
Okay. So there's a bin stuffer afoot. Yeah. Sounds like this is not America because we're talking bins, we're talking come apart. And so I can't give, like, I know in New York what you could do. You call your county selectman or your assembly person and you can actually complain about the trash. You can call 311 and the city can give somebody a citation. So that super, that landlord who's saying, I'm not going to do anything. If there's actual trash in the street, they'll get a ticket. And then I bet they'll do something because it's their cash on the line. Now, I don't know what they're doing over in the UK post Brexit, but obviously the country has gone down the shitter.
Okay. I think there's bin scarcity in quadplexes in America too. I think I've only just lived in homes and like large apartment buildings where I just threw my trash down a chute. I've never dealt with the quadplex, this sort of like team, four person, four unit, maybe even a three or two unit,
You're getting a phone call. You're getting a phone call, and it's coming into my headphones. And that is real. If I hadn't already given you a turdy, you better believe you'd have one right now. Wow. Look at him. He's gorgeous.
Amir, take off your headphones.
This is crazy. I won't be able to hear it.
Take off your headphones.
Ben had, he had a question for me.
I don't think I can do it anymore. Be friends with him.
He's just, it's a lot. He's a lot. It's too much.
It's like a succubus. It's like a Ouroboros of like, he just keeps eating his own ass kind of like.
Yeah. Like an infinity loop.
He doesn't give ever. He takes
because I'm holding you give headphones.
Like, it's like giving a mouse a cookie.
Put your headphones under your, put your headphones under your feet.
Can you stand on your headphones if you can hear us?
Stand on your headphones.
Yeah, look, you stand.
What do you do? What do you do? You've been friends with him for so many years. What do you do?
I think you have to. I mean, it's a mixture of having firm boundaries, but also just like letting it wash over you because he's not going to change. There was such a long time where I was trying to make him change, and I just accepted. Yeah.
That's like a robot. You can't change short circuit. You can't change Johnny Five. Right. He's a robot.
Yeah. Wish you could reboot him like a robot.
I thought you guys don't. What are you doing now? What is this?
We're recording a one-off. If I Were You, where we're answering advice questions for Patreon, and we're going to put it on the main.
Amir, put it back on.
Now he's going to take his sweet ass time. It's like,
Tommy, give me one of the questions. I just want to do one of the questions, and I got to get back to work.
That's awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a freshie for Ben.
Freshie, are you doing? Are you doing questions that you've done before? Are we eating quiche soon, Amir? Or no.
I mean, we can, but again, we do have to get to a few of these before I can leave, and then I'll have some time, I think. Although last time we went to get quiche, they had run out.
A question? Yeah, a question.
Just a question. Just a question at this point. Hey all, I'm a 22-year-old guy. Oh, right. What should we call this person?
Ooh, Ben, what do you think?
Oh, he's got he's a 22-year-old guy. Honestly, we were on thin ice and a razor's edge. Like anything could have. The funny thing to do is to hang up really whenever we reference Ben again. So it would have happened.
You should have done it as soon as you put your headphones back on.
If I had one note. I'm a 22-year-old guy, and I've been in a long-distance relationship for 8 months at this point. We're nearing our four-year anniversary, and on the drives, I've been listening to old If I Were You episodes. All right.
Nice.
To spice things up, as we only see each other 1 to 2 times a month over the past 8 months, we recently got in a situationship with a mutual friend of ours, as my girlfriend recently came out as bi. We've had a couple three-ways and really avoided all the problems that come with having a three-way with your significant other. The jealousy, the possibility of leaving a significant other for another person. So it's all been a good situation overall. The problem is the girl we've been hooking up with recently started seeing my best friend from back home. I was his roommate for 3 years during college, and I've known him for longer than I've known my girlfriend. The most recent time the three of us hooked up was after I told them that they were exclusive. Definitely an issue. So here's my question. Do we still see this woman? They're not technically dating yet. I'm supposed to come in soon for some celebrations. My birthday / anniversary. I know it's a bad idea because my friend doesn't know about the extent of the situation. Really, all he knows is that we are all friends with this girl. I'm literally always down for whatever happens.
Yeah. Feels like birthday threesome is good, but anniversary threesome is not, right?
Yeah, unless it's the three of them's anniversary.
Right. I mean, that's an interesting one. Because the thing is, you're stopping your fun early for the sake of them maybe having a good relationship. But it's not like you're, you know, they aren't falling in love per se.
No.
You're not doing anything wrong yet. But I guess what I would do is like look into my heart and be like, do you want to have this conversation someday with your best friend? I think the answer is probably no. So I would stop.
Yeah, but you have to be so certain that you're stopping a threesome that it really, really has to be polite. Because think of the pro and con, the benefit cost analysis of not having a threesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if your girlfriend is bi and threesomes are kind of on the table, then it's, you know, there's many fish in the sea, as they say. You could theoretically have a threesome with somebody that's not even dating your best friend, which is kind of the best of both worlds. Because I think the only threesomes, while great, you do want to avoid all of the, you know, the costs associated with them, like the guilt, which you've avoided thus far.
Yeah.
And if you're going to have, you want to have the guilt-free threesome. That is the gold standard. That's what you're looking for. And this has been tainted. It is not, it is no longer a worry-free threesome. It is a worryful threesome, which is still pretty good, but you can get better.
This is my fear about, quote, spicing things up. I've never had a threesome, but it seems like it's the kind of thing that it's hard to then go back to a duo from. How do you go from a three-way party back to a two without it feeling kind of muted?
Right. I mean, I think it's like, it's almost like overeating or partying too much. You're like, just because you have a really amazing meal doesn't mean like, you know, I think it's closer to having a really amazing meal than it is to like flying first class. Sometimes they say flying first class is like that ruins flying for me because now I know how good it could be. I think it's more like having a really nice meal where you're like, wow, I'm not always going to cook this for myself, but I do love it on special occasions.
Yeah. Like it might be too rich, the lobster and the steak and the surf and the turf. But do you ever feel so grossly full? Like, is it a thing where you're so full that you feel kind of sick? You're like, what have I done? I've had a threesome and now I'm absolutely like, I'm overflowing with joy.
Well, you might have the surf and turf come down if you have that threesome with your best friend's situation.
Yeah. What about, you know, they used to say like, maybe they still do, like, don't have sex on ecstasy because it ruins sex going forward. Like it's almost too much for your brain to handle. Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I think so. And I also have had sex on ecstasy. It didn't ruin sex.
Because it's still
I hate sex now.
Because I'm not on ecstasy. Actually, I hate everything now that I'm not on ecstasy. Don't take ecstasy. It ruins existence.
I think you can kind of separate like ecstasy experiences from real life ones. You're like, this is such a heightened level. You couldn't live like that all the time. And you wouldn't really want to. But maybe that's just me looking back on it with old age and wisdom. Because maybe when I was like 20, I know that when I was like 26 and doing it, it did feel like kind of something I was trying to do every single weekend.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I really don't know.
I wonder if you can microdose MDMA in a more responsible fashion now that you're a parent. It's like, okay, let me take some just to feel a little bit of joy without overflowing my brain with serotonin and then feeling depleted the next day.
Yeah, I think people do microdose like that with like mushrooms and stuff, but it all seems like a slippery slope to me. I like being able to focus on where my joy is. I feel like when you were on the part of the joy of being on ecstasy was like, I actually didn't have a care in the world and life was amazing. So I feel like if I did that now, I would feel some type of like responsibility pulling me back and keeping me from having a ton of fun. Basically the ecstasy hangover would be a million times worse and it's still not really worth it.
The agony and the ecstasy. Yeah. The extremes are too much of a swing.
Yeah. When's the last time you did ecstasy?
Probably 2014. Last time you did, yeah. I haven't.
Yeah, it was 2014.
Yeah. Jesus, we're kind of due.
Yeah. Be kind of cool. We would really not need a lot.
Yeah, really just a few drops and then like a tab and then a few pills probably should get it done at this point, right?
Yeah. And then going to a Macklemore concert, which should be good.
I think you have to test for fentanyl now because things have gotten a little scary out there.
Yeah, yeah. I do. I have friends that still partake in different drugs and you do have to be really, really buttoned up.
Unless you want the fentanyl and then you test for it and it's like, yep, this is fentanyl.
I don't think anybody wants that. Yeah.
I mean, fentanyl is a drug. Okay. Here's one about weather. Finally, something that's right up my alley. None of these threesome fucking questions anymore. I recently moved from Winnipeg to Melbourne. Look at that. Yeah, from mate. Canada to Australia. What a huge shift. And learned that I prefer
Winnipeg too.
Learned that I prefer, quote, the peg for heaps of reasons. He prefers Winnipeg, I guess. My best friends, all my family, my girlfriend, and my cat live there. Hard to mention that my favorite jacking spot is there too.
What's they jacking? Say,
I guess a place where he jerks it.
No way.
They say Melbourne is better, and I feel stupid and ungrateful like I forgot something. Any advice for some guy who prefers blizzards to heat waves? Thanks, Eskimo Joe.
Okay. So the question is it okay that he likes Winnipeg more than Melbourne?
Yeah, well, I guess it's more of like the overarching theory that the grass is always greener. They're like, why are you living in Winnipeg? It's cold, it's desolate, it's lonely, it's isolated. Melbourne's got it all. It's got great weather, awesome beaches, whatever, new places, restaurants. And then he's there and he's like, I miss everybody from back home. I'd rather be over there, even though you're currently experiencing a blizzard.
Yeah, and nowhere else I'd rather be than New York City, you know?
In the fucking winter.
Actually, no, I would definitely rather be somewhere else. But I think it's about your community and your people. So Melbourne, as great as it is, it's only going to be as great as the people you're surrounding yourself with. I think you could, on the one hand, be like, this means Winnipeg is better because all of the people I love are there. And then the harder thing to do, if you really feel a calling to Melbourne, is to make a family and find loved ones and deepen relationships there. It takes time.
It's going to be hard to beat your best friends, all your family, girlfriends, and your cat. That's almost everything, I think.
It's a strong showing back in Winnipeg. Yeah. Maybe you can convince at least the cat to come to Melbourne.
Right?
What's the cat doing in Winnipeg?
If you could just drag them to the nicer city / better weather, maybe there's something where you can have the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think you're also allowed to just to have, it was really brave to go there. You're allowed to go there and be like, I made a mistake, and you can go home. Nobody's going to be mad at that. That's what I did with LA. I moved to LA. I stayed there for like 8 months. I was like, I don't want to be here anymore. And then I just like toughed it out for another 4 months because I was like, it's going to be so lame if I go back before a year. I need to
This is the first time you went.
the first time. In
2012 or something.
Yeah. I was like, I got to stay here a year so everybody knows I gave it a shot. And then like, I just toughed it out. 4 months go by and I was like, okay, I'm going to go home. And nobody cared that I stayed a year. Everybody was just happy that I came home. That's the lesson I learned.
But then you moved to LA again. So why did you move back?
That time, when I moved back to LA the second time, it was because you were moving. All of like a whole bunch of our friends from College Humor were moving. It felt like a better time. Like it wasn't going to be as isolating. I think we had just sold our pilot. The first time, it felt like I did it just a little prematurely. I followed a girl out there, and I was like, I'll figure my life out. And then I kind of didn't. And then the second time, life brought me to LA, and I was like, okay, this is good. I'll keep the momentum going.
Right. And more specifically, how's the blizzard been? Because there was a historic amount of snow and cold in the last few days.
Yeah, this one was better than the last one because the last one, I think, caught us all by surprise. It was like, I don't know, 13 inches of snow. It was a lot of snow. And then the next 2 weeks, it was like negative 10 degrees. So it turned to like Antarctica. It was really, really hard to do anything. The snow never melted. This was like, we kind of learned our lesson. So it snowed even more. I think it snowed almost 20 inches. But yesterday, all of the neighborhood was out shoveling the cars out, shoveling the walkways. And already today, it's like, we're like infinitely more walkable than we were last time.
Do you look forward to the snow or is it annoying? Like, it's going to snow again. Or you're like, awesome, it's going to snow again. Or you're like, I need this to end.
I was looking forward to the blizzard because it was kind of cozy and it was like, that's like almost like a historical event. I think it's like one of the biggest record snowfalls in New York. So I was like happy to be here for it because I think the last time was like, last time there was a big one was when we were living in LA. And I was sad. I was like, oh man, I want to be a part of that. So yeah. I was happy to be a part of it. But now I see that it's going to snow next week. I'm kind of like, I want this one to be the last one. I don't really want to keep on salting my front steps.
Yeah. What's the snow, like, what's your shoveling situation? Do you have to, like, you yourself take a shovel and start digging?
Yeah. Yeah. But you do it when it's all powder, like, early enough and you salt. So it's like, It's more of a push to the curb. We don't have, I mean, our house is like 18 feet wide, so it's not a ton of ground. You can do it
quickly, yeah.
I wouldn't say quickly, but yeah, you can do it. This time I also did my backyard because last time I was like, oh, that's fine, it'll melt eventually, but then it didn't melt for a month. So this time I shoveled a bunch in the backyard so Dingo could kind of like pee out there and stuff.
Where do you push it if it's in your backyard, just up against the fence?
Yeah, you just toss it onto like the big bushes and stuff.
You realize you're going to LA and Australia soon. So that sunshine is going to hit like sweet, sweet, probably the ecstasy you haven't felt since 2014.
Yeah, and I might try to have a threesome when I'm on my flight.
With Molly on Molly.
Yeah. I mean, but why the hell not?
Well, you're traveling with your whole family.
Right. Yeah, they are going. But it's a red eye, so they might be sleeping.
Also, they're going to be in coach, and you're going to be in first class, because like you said, you can't just go back there, and they've never experienced it.
No, they're actually premium select, and I'm way in the back of the plane. I'm slumming it. I want it to be in steerage.
Also, another peer behind the Patreon curtain is that we're going to be able to shoot some Jake and Amir's when you're out here in L.A.
That's right. That's right. That's a big thing.
So if you needed yet another reason to subscribe to our Patreon, you can get it for just $5 a month. We're going to be making some Jake and Amir and some Jeff and Riley and Jake and me sketches.
That's right. The plan is in one place.
Yeah, we're making a lot of stuff.
We're trying to make J&A Studios a hub, and I think we're not even done. So keep your eye on this space. Stay subscribed.
Would you say right now it's a nub, but soon it'll be a hub?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a little bit of a nub, but I think it can be a hub.
Well, here's the rub.
Dub.
Yeah. I am going to be really, really sick next week, so I don't know if I have the time or the energy to record the episodes we're writing. And it's like, it seems like we at the very least have to do a March Madness, but like, I think I'm going to get you very, very sick before you go to Australia.
Yeah, before my flight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ideally, I have long COVID during my Sydney House show.
I feel fine now, but I could just see a world where I go to CVS and take deep, deep huffs in the prescription yeah. pickup line just to see right. if I can get anything, going.
You want to hurt me. I see.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing the equivalent of licking a subway pole in Los Angeles. I guess we have a subway here. I'll just do that.
Right.
Okay. This was a pretty eventful 30 minutes. We answered some questions. We had some good quiche talk with Ben.
That's right. And we'll be doing it again. So, you know, don't be shy. Ask your questions. Would you say in this thread, or maybe we'll post another one?
No, you can reply to this one with some comments.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just keep on coming back. So if you subscribe to the Patreon, there's a post calling for If I Were You submissions.
Yeah, or you can reply to leave a comment to this here darn episode as well.
Oh, that's even better. That's even better, man. Wow, I feel bad giving you a turdy. That's a really smart idea. But it has been doled out. It has been dished out. You can't really take it.
They usually did
otherwise.
At the end of the episode.
What do you mean?
It's really clear. You give out the award at the end of the episode, having had a holistic view of the entire like affair. Now you can tell what to do and who to give.
But
it
to. I was able to dole it out early because I saw the writing was pretty much on the wall, just the way you're behaving.
And sometimes you give out two golden mics. I wonder if there's a world where you can give out two golden mics.
I could give out two golden mics, but I can't give them out. You can't receive a turdy and a golden mic. That's a no-no. You can get multiple golden mics per episode. It's not a common occurrence, but it's happened to me a few times. I'm obviously humbled and honored and chuffed and cheesed, pretty jubilant to be sure. But of course, you know, rules dictate you can't win a turdy and then get a golden mic. It's a really dumb question. They say there are no dumb questions, but that is just about as close as you can get to a really stupid fucking question, man.
Yeah. See you guys. It's kind of a bummer to hear that right at the end of the episode to leave people with that. But
right. Well, they could be happy knowing that I got the golden mic. Thanks, everybody. Pretty cool.
Thanks, everybody. Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you soon.